I mean, it's extremely complicated, I think, in practice because some of the patients don't have the greatest surgical staging. Minority of patients that we really see that are adjuvant candidates to start with. You know, if I saw a patient that was fit, I would probably give them cisplatin taxotere. And one that was not that fit, I agree. I think the carboplatin is quite... So I've usually used carboplatin in our setting of the patients that I see. I'd say that's pretty much what I've given.
Scott?
What about the role of the expertise of the surgeon in this disease? You know, we've talked a lot about the chemotherapy, but in other diseases, ovarian cancer, complicated hepatobiliary cancers, the expertise of the operator clearly impacts almost as an independent factor on the prognosis. Is that the same for complicated thoracic surgery? And are we overlooking the one entity that potentially could really mitigate the prognosis of the patient?
Corey?
I think you've touched upon an extremely crucial issue. I use the mediastinal nodes as my gauge for the expertise of the surgeon. If they have not been looked at, that surgeon has no business operating on lung cancer. It would be analogous to not evaluating axillary nodes in breast cancer. And frequently, probably more often than not, we get people who we've been told have early stage lung cancer. They had a lobectomy. They looked at parabronchial nodes. They might have picked off a hilar node, but the mediastinum wasn't even looked at, wasn't even explored. There's a completed ACOSOG trial that actually addressed the mediastinal node questions, looking at sampling versus dissection, but doesn't really address the larger issue of incompetent surgeons. Once they've gone through the operation and they truly had a proper lung cancer operation, then it's really, I believe it's the patient, it's the comorbidities and the stage that finally govern outcome more so than the surgical expertise. Although if they've had a lot of perioperative complications, that may influence whether you're ever going to give them adjuvant treatment. And here it may not be so much the surgeon, but the entire care team, the pulmonologist that sees the patient in the perioperative or postoperative setting.